HDP's vital role in Turkey's upcoming elections by Robin Fleming. There are three alliances running in the upcoming election. One by Erdogan's ruling Justice and Development Party, or AKP, one by opposition Republican People's Party, the CHP, and one by the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, the HDP. The attention of the world, specifically Kurds and their allies, is on Turkey now. I am not alone in eagerly reading each bit of new information released about the upcoming election. The fate of Turkey's internal politics, the future of the Kurds throughout all parts of Kurdistan, and Turkey's role in global politics are heavily dependent on the outcome of 2023's election. Why are these elections so pivotal? What is at stake for Kurds? What real chance is there for Erdogan and his ruling Justice and Development Party to be displaced? What are the alternatives to the AKP? There are three alliances running for the upcoming election. Firstly, the People's Alliance. This alliance is dominated by Erdogan's AKP and the Nationalist Movement Party, the MHP. The approach of the People's Alliance can be described as far-right, nationalist and Islamist. Next, we see the Nation Alliance, composed of six opposition parties led by the Republican People's Party, the CHP. Do not be fooled by the term opposition. Despite opposing the re-election of Erdogan, many policies proposed by opposition parties fail to differ much from AKP's militaristic and nationalist approach, especially when concerning Turkey's treatment of Kurds. Unlike the People's Alliance, the Nation Alliance can be described as secular, nationalist and liberal. Finally, offering the third way, we see the Labour and Democracy Platform, led by the pro-Kurdish HDP, or People's Democratic Party. This alliance is the only one demanding real change in Turkey, and the only one truly advocating for Kurdish people, minority rights and direct democracy in Turkey. AKP has been in power since 2002 and formed the People's Alliance by joining with MHP in 2015, which went hand in hand with AKP becoming even more radicalised, right-wing and belligerent towards the Kurds. Elections are regular events. Turkey holds a presidential election every 5 years. Won't 2023's election just mean the likely continuation of AKP's power, as we have seen since 2002? Not necessarily. These elections have a big potential for change in Turkey, and the HDP will be at the centre of that change. According to pollsters who have analysed voter statistics, no one bloc or alliance has enough of the votes to win the elections, which must be won by over 50% of the vote. At the moment, the People's Alliance and the opposition parties are just about tied, with neither having too much of an advantage over the other. Then, on the other hand, we have the Labour and Democracy Alliance led by HDP, which has been predicted to take 15% of the vote. This has had pollsters saying that whoever HDP decides to support will win beyond a doubt. Which is why it caused a big splash when HDP announced that it will run its own, until now unnamed, candidate in the elections. The party's co-chair, Pervan Buldan, said, "We are in partnership neither with the People's Alliance nor the Nation Alliance. We have an approach based on principles. And when the time comes, we can sit and talk together, negotiate, stay in dialogue. But the HDP's current decision is to run for the elections with its own candidate." HDP's decision to run its own candidate has essentially guaranteed that no candidate will be nominated in the first round of the elections. Because if no candidate can secure more than 50% of the vote, which no one can do without the HDP's 15% of the vote, runoff elections will be held between the two candidates with the most votes. HDP has received criticism for running its own candidate and not united with other opposition parties to secure AKP's loss. But senior party official Meral Deniz Bestas has stated that the Kurdish issue is a non-negotiable factor for HDP in the imminent elections. The approach to the Kurdish issue is one of the litmus tests, like being against racism. Everybody needs to break the mould on this issue. We need to come to terms with the past. We need to accept that Kurds, like everyone else, own this country and are equal citizens. She continued, "To date, we have only objected to one name, that of Mansur Yavaş," referring to a potential candidate put forward by the Nation Alliance. "HDP voters will never lean towards him as a candidate. For us, he is not in the equation." It's undeniable that HDP's role in the election could be a complete game changer, and HDP's priority is Kurdish and minority rights. This means that Kurds are at the centre of the whole election, and therefore, unsurprisingly, HDP have been under attack these last few months. In early January, the Turkish Constitutional Court froze HDP's treasury accounts and access to funds as part of an ongoing campaign to shut the party down. A campaign which chief advisor of Erdogan, Mehmet Uçum, believed will be successful, as he said on the 9th of January. He said, "It's said that there's a lot of evidence in the case file. It's said that documents have been requested from the chief prosecutor. From that point of view, the party's closure is a likely outcome, given the constitutional law and the law on political parties." On the 10th of January, unknown arsonists set fire to HDP offices in the Turkish province of Muş. Efforts against HDP and pro-Kurdish groups in Turkey have only intensified as the elections came closer on the horizon. This is because HDP's role and the Kurdish issue are at the heart of the election. An election which could drastically change the landscape of Turkish politics. And I suppose this scares Erdogan, AKP and opposition parties to know that their potential failure or success could be in the hands of HDP and the Kurds, who they have consistently attacked or at best ignored until now. The presidential elections will be held as early as May or as late as June, with no date set in stone yet and no clear victor. What is clear, though, is that Kurd power can no longer be ignored in Turkish politics.